AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has been visiting Washington as the White House presses Congress for more aid to his country. Zelensky telling President Biden,
"People need to be confident that freedom is secure and strong enough to win."
Sagar Magani has more.
President Biden says Congress must approve billions more in Ukraine assistance before leaving for the holidays.
"Without supplemental funding, we're rapidly coming to an end of our ability to help Ukraine respond to the urgent operational demands that it has. Putin is banking on the United States failing to deliver for Ukraine."
But House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans are resolute. Any aid package must include southern border security changes.
"Our first condition on any national security supplemental spending package."
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says the GOP has to end the gridlock, saying Zelensky made a powerful case on Capitol Hill.
"If he gets the help, he can win this war."
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden had tougher words for Israel today, warning its indiscriminate bombing of the Gaza Strip is costing it international support. He's advising Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to change his government, which is dominated by hard-right parties. Economic news, Jennifer King has a fresh sign of easing inflation.
The latest government data shows consumer prices rose 0.1% from October to November. That puts the annual index of inflation at 3.1%.
Those numbers matched expectations, making for an up day on Wall Street. Seth Sutel with those numbers.
The S&P 500 climbed 0.5%. The Dow rose 173 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.7%.
In Argentina's new government has announced a sharp devaluation of its currency, 50% compared with the U.S. dollar, along with cuts to energy and transportation subsidies. President Javier Milei says the moves are needed to address an economic emergency. This is AP News. NFL news, Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert done for the season after surgery for a broken finger. Two games last night, Chuck Freeman has a recap.
The Tennessee Titans pulled off an improbable comeback in Miami. A two-touchdown underdog, the Titans scored two TDs in the final 4 minutes of the game for a 28-27 win over the Dolphins. Titan quarterback Will Levis put together the two-touchdown drives and a two-point conversion for the win.
"I trust in our defense that they're going to get the job done just like they did all night. I mean, they won us that game tonight, and they shut down a really potent offense."
Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill says they learned a lesson.
"As a team, man, we can never take any opponent lightly. You know, the Tennessee Titans are a real good team. You know, we've seen that tonight."
While in the Meadowlands, another upset as the New York Giants got a game-winning field goal from Randy Bullock as time expired and a Giants 24-22 win over the Green Bay Packers. The Giants regrouped after the defense had given up a Packers go-ahead touchdown. Chuck Freeman.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.